This is the Lunch Bite with Ian Bass.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome on the line Gail Landau. Gail is passionate about nutrition and the positive role it can play in optimizing health and wellness. Gail is far more qualified than I am to give any recommendations on recipes, and I'm certainly going to defer to Gail to ask us what we should be eating during the 21 days. But before that, Gail, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thanks for the opportunity to chat. I'm thankfully well. And, learning how to work in this digital space is also a stress of COVID for me, but it's going well, thank God.
Well, that's great. And it's so awesome that you're overcoming your fears of technology, because I think that's going to become our go-to. And we'll chat a little bit about how you're still managing to have sessions with your patients using technology. So let's start off. Okay. Gail, what is this whole thing, emotional eating, and how does that differ from physical hunger?
Okay. So the first thing that many of us aren't very good at being attuned to what physical hunger is. And physical hunger is that biological sensation that draws your attention or awareness to the fact that you need to refuel. So it might be a gentle grumbling in the stomach or an increased thought about food, or if you not paying attention, it might become quite severe and you might have indigestion or a headache, or that would be a late mm-hmm. sign of hunger. So the wow. thing around physical hunger is that it's generally patient, it's slow on onset, and it's normally quite predictable. If you are a person who's quite attuned with your body, most people will need to refuel, let's say about 3 or 4 hourly intervals. Obviously, in the midst of fad dieting, intermittent fasting, and all the other food rules, people aren't very attuned to that physical hunger sensation. Now, emotional hunger is less predictable. It's not mm-hmm. slow onset. It's normally a quick onset, and it's normally triggered by an emotional event or a mm-hmm. thought or a feeling or overall vulnerability or a situation. So emotional eating isn't something that for some people says, oh, well, it comes and goes. For some people, if the vulnerability is very real and there's a lot of fear or anxiety, it may feel as if you almost on a hamster wheel of emotional eating, kind of going in right. and out of emotional eating. But really, emotional eating in some cases can also be in response to physical hunger. So there can be a mm-hmm. situation where you might not have fed yourself reliably and you've allowed yourself to get too hungry. And then what happens is the body is going to seek maybe.
This is the Lunch Bite with Ian Bass.
And we're going to continue the discussion with Gail. So Gail, we were chatting just before we lost the connection about the change of thinking in South Africa. Well, not even just in South Africa, but globally, and your particular thinking from going from the typical dietitian way of thinking to your new way of thinking, or how you've evolved into this intuitive eating counselor role. Can you share with us a little bit about how that journey began, and give us a couple of tips in terms of, as we're going into the lockdown, how do we make sure that we are doing the best for ourselves and our bodies, being conscious of what we're eating?
So the first part is, how did I get to calling myself an intuitive eating counselor? Was very much a self discovery journey that began around 14 years ago. I was quite disillusioned with the diet approach. I was feeling frustrated in terms of weighing and measuring patients, and really appreciating that the struggle to follow a meal plan or whatever was actually quite unrealistic, and really wasn't resulting in good health outcomes. And I started exploring other non-diet approaches, and eventually I did an online certification to be an intuitive eating counselor. At the moment in South Africa, it's just myself and a colleague of mine, Xenia Ayotis, that are certified intuitive eating counselors in South Africa. There are other dietitians who may be mindfulness practitioners, but intuitive eating counselors, there are just two of us. And then just to say that there is information online on intuitiveeating.org.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Another aspect. So what can we anticipate moving into lockdown? The first thing is that Intuitive eating is a framework to help you restore a healthy relationship with food and your body. And I use this in practice. It's based on 10 core principles. These 10 principles were developed by two American dietitians, and it is a validated, evidence-based approach. I wouldn't say it's mainstream, and many dietitians may not have been afforded training and counseling, aside from the few who have attended some of the courses that I've offered. But at the moment, it's certainly not part of conventional dietetic training in South Africa. The 10 core principles, the first principle is to reject the diet mentality. So what can we do about emotional eating? I would say 99% of emotional eating is rooted in diet mentality. There's a mentality that you have to eat a certain way, look a certain way, be a certain way. And unfortunately, this mindset, this negative attitude towards body and having a lot of food rules is what's going to keep you trapped in emotional eating. So we know that just having a negative attitude or having experienced a negative experience around body size, whether we call this weight stigma or weight bias, this can be internalized. And we know this has negative health outcomes. Dieting in itself and pursuing dieting is also associated with similar outcomes. And those outcomes are more anxiety, more depression, lower self-esteem, a greater risk of disordered eating, and maybe less engagement with physical activity. So what we have a problem with is that the more you're pursuing dieting, and especially in this COVID moment, people are very fearful of how they're going to look when they...
We're probably getting ready to head up to news time shortly, but I didn't want to interrupt you there because I think this is great, Gail, and I certainly want to spend more time with you chatting about this when we have more time, and I'd love to have you back on the show. But if the listeners do want to reach out to you and they do want to get in touch, how's the best way to get in touch? Because I have no doubt there's a lot of messages coming through which I can't get to now, but how can people get hold of you if they want to get more information on intuitive eating?
Okay, so firstly, if there are messages, you can forward them to me on email. I'm happy to respond to the listeners directly.
Will do. Thank you.
With regard to get in contact with me either through my web page, which is Gail Landau, GAYLELANDAU.co.za. There is a link on there that you can request an appointment. I am offering Skype or Zoom consults during lockdown. Otherwise, out of lockdown, I consult from Vitz Donald Gordon Medical Center. People can WhatsApp or SMS me. I don't mind on my phone, 082-461-8551. I'm not going to respond to you at all hours, but within office hours, I'll do my best to respond to you. And so just in closing, my advice is, please really try focus on general self-care. Yes, nutrition is an aspect of self-care that we need to explore during this COVID time, but it is also about, are you getting enough rest? Are you getting enough sleep? Mm-hmm. Are you getting enough stimulation? Is your diabetes under control? Have you got companionship or do you need alone time? Often when your self-care issues aren't being met, it's going to manifest with either more rigidity with your eating or a feeling of feeling more chaotic with your eating. So
that's brilliant, girl. That's unfortunately where we have to leave it.
Not be okay at the moment.
That's brilliant. We're going to leave it at
that. And you are not alone in the emotional eating.
Great. Girl, thank you so much. It's literally gone 1 o'clock. I wish everybody all the best with the lockdown and keep listening to Chai FM. Lindiwe's got your news.